Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
We threw this question out, and I'm not kidding you. Three of the first four people who texted us with regard to one change you'd like to see a Bay Area athlete make, three of the first four texts would like Steph Curry to lose some years on his age.
Lose some years?
Yeah.
Wow.
Get younger.
Yeah.
Steph Curry be 27 again.
Curry!
That'd be cool.
That's the change they'd like to make.
I was thinking about a Steph Curry one, but it's, you know, probably not going to happen. And
what's that?
Just stop being so perfect. Like, not that I want to have him, you know, get caught up in a legal issue, but like everything he does is like awesome.
Is it too perfect for you?
It might be.
I will tell you, sitting at a Warrior game last year and sitting with lovely Christy, and they showed Steph on the board. It was just like a timeout. He's on the bench. They showed him on the board, and she just kind of smiles and starts shaking her head. And I was like, what's going on? And she, I can't remember exactly how she said it, but she's just like, good Lord, he is just so many things. He is so handsome. Yep. He is so talented. He is so the center of everything going on here. And I'm like, do you need me? Do I need to go for a walk for a second?
Pretty much.
You need a beer? What do you need to, like, snap out of that thing that you're in right now? But anyway, yeah, like, I think it goes along the lines of what you're saying right now.
Right, and it's obviously tongue-in-cheek.
Of
but
course.
When you think about it, yeah, really good-looking, best shooter ever, better than scratch golfer, loves his wife, loves his kids, humanitarian, changing the world.
It's enough, already. Well, doesn't it make you sometimes be like, what's going on in there?
Gotta be
gotta
something.
Gotta have something.
Gotta
dude.
Be something.
He's like something. There's got to be something.
Right.
Some vice.
Yeah.
Is in there
maybe,
somewhere.
Yeah. Maybe he only feeds his dog dry dog food. Uh-huh. Something like that, you know?
I pretty much only feed the dog dry.
Yeah, I don't even know what that means. I don't have a dog, but it's got to be something.
I put a little wet on top sometimes.
He doesn't clean his fish tank weekly. He just does it once a month. Those poor fish, you know? It's got to be something.
Something.
But
maybe not.
Right, and it's, you know, to have him here and have it be that long, I get it. It'd be great if he were 32 or 33 again.
Jason in Burlingame texted in and said he would like Steph Curry to stop doing lazy one-handed floater passes.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
That's right. I've had enough of this Steph Curry, Mr. Perfect. He turns the ball over too much.
Yeah, you can't have that.
Nope.
No, that is something, though. Like, when you're watching the Warriors, and there are times when he gets into that mode, it's like, you know, trade him! But, it just, you know, watching it can get a little frustrating.
Let's see. 510 said, I would like Purdy to have the confidence to audible.
Okay. Well, you know what Kyle would say to that you know,
what would Kyle say to that?
Well, you know, structure's not there and stuff for him to, you know, make those calls. You know, everything has two different options and stuff. And so, you know, it's not that he can't audible. It's just that, you know, and stuff, and the plays are built in a certain way. And so he's going to go ahead and run the play and stuff.
I can't wait for football.
I can't either. No, the system is not built for audibles.
And it's also, I think you could argue that Brock Purdy got a little too loose last year. He threw the ball downfield more than anybody in football. And it didn't end up being great. Stick with the plan. But then again, they didn't have all the people, and like the plan wasn't working the same way.
Exactly.
But anyway. Also, has anyone else had this problem? Because the person that texted in about Purdy, at first it said, I would like Purdue to have more confidence to audible. Does Purdy autocorrect to Purdue if you're texting somebody about Brock Purdy?
Don't know. Depends on what you...
Let me try this.
Like, I think that I've texted you guys so much about Brock Purdy that Brock Purdy's now in my phone as Purdy.
Yeah, same.
But if you know, if you're not using Purdy a lot in your texting, maybe it does go to Purdue.
I think that's our response to the 510 texter. You need to be texting more about Brock Purdy.
Right. And then
you're not texting enough.
It'll just pop up as Purdy.
Unless your child goes to Purdue, then it's okay.
Yeah.
But other than that, Purdy should not be autocorrecting to Purdue.
Unless you have a thing for Will Purdue, NBA big man.
That would be a different problem.
That would be.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's been out of the league for quite some time now.
Will Purdue. Someone in the 707 would like George Kittle to cut his damn hair.
I thought about that, but...
Did you? Well, does that bother you?
No, but I was just thinking about, like for example, Fred Warner. Like, what do you want Fred to do different?
Oh, God.
Other than, don't break your ankle.
I'd like Fred to get out of my daughter's head for a minute.
Yeah, she's
a fan. But that's not Fred's problem. That's my daughter's problem.
And, you know, McCaffrey, like, Trent Williams. Do you want Trent Williams to be a little bit younger, too? Or, you know... And Trent came to camp this year, OTAs, first time in like 10 years, he said, which I thought was pretty cool. But, I mean, thought about Jake Moody. Like, I'd like Jake Moody to actually make field goals.
Okay, stop missing field goals.
But he may not even be the kicker. Like,
he really might not.
Greg Joseph could beat him out. That's going to be a camp battle here coming up.
T from Oakland would like Brock Purdy to get taller.
Yep.
I mean, I was actually, and look, you can go wherever you want on this. I was, in the moment at least, focused on some things that could actually happen, not like Steph Curry.
Right.
Steph Curry, reverse age. Brock Purdy, could you grow? 808 would like Draymond to have his vocal cords removed and remove his cranium from his butt.
Wow.
They didn't say butt.
Right. That's a little harsh to me.
It's harsh.
I mean...
I'm reading someone else's words.
I know, but why would his head be in his posterior and, you know, he's coming off of all defensive team, first team, and four-time champ? I don't necessarily think that his head is located in the southern region.
Draymond is such an interesting character. Have we ever seen this in professional sports before? I don't know that I've ever seen a player have as much negativity surrounding him while also having won multiple championships in a city. And, oh, by the way, never worn another uniform. Like, Draymond is a very, very special case. Four rings, no other uniforms. Homegrown, drafted player, second rounder, an unbelievable story. And I don't think that sports radio reactions speak for the way people feel about Draymond Green. I think he's got plenty of fans in this fan base. But there is also plenty of frustration. You remember that summit we did in the East Bay where it felt like that assembly, small sample, but that assembly of people was more than 50-50 that they wanted Draymond off the team. I don't know that there's a comp to Draymond. The success on the court and the sort of
mixed reviews from the fan base.
Yeah.
To put it lightly, I just was racking my brain of other just teams that went out and had that much success and that many titles. And think about the Spurs for an example, Mark, and like Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Ginobili, Parker, Kawhi. You'd be hard pressed to find a bigger group of aw shucks like,
oh, totally,
just gee whiz kind of good guys, it seems. Like, none of them, you know, even Kawhi is just kind of quiet and goes about his business and just wins titles. And
Tony Parker dated Ava Longoria, and that was like, whoa, this is super racy.
Yeah.
It was just dating.
Tim Duncan got a lot of money taken by his first wife. He was kind of victimized by an embezzlement scheme. But again, that's not like, I don't know, punching a teammate or getting suspended from the finals.
No. This one made me laugh. Thank you, 262. They would like Jung Hoo Lee to get a helmet that fits. That helmet does, first of all, it falls off a lot. And second of all, it is after every single pitch that he adjusts it. That hand goes up to the top of the helmet and readjusts it after every single pitch. I wonder, and because Jung Hoo, right, because of the language barrier, we don't hear a lot of interviews with Jung Hoo. I like, someone should ask him, though. Like, is that comfortable to you? It feels like it would be super annoying and distracting
to have a helmet that's just gigantic
like
on your head.
It's just bobbling around like you're a bobblehead, and it's flying off every time you do something. And when you swing, it covers your eyes. Like, I mean, it feels like it would be really annoying. But that's what he likes, apparently.
Yeah, maybe he doesn't like that snug fit of a helmet.
Yeah,
on
that
the
could
cranium.
Be a little. Yeah, it could give you a migraine sometimes.
Yeah,
be a little constrictive.
While we're in the Giants space, I would like Bob Melvin to stop calling so many bunts. Like,
oh,
and you know, the other night or last game, little safety squeeze against Boston, it worked, but I'd like to have a lineup where you wouldn't have so many bunters. Like, Fitzgerald's not there anymore, but he was the king of the bunt.
Well, he's a good bunter.
And great bunter.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, most of the teams don't bunt as much as the Giants. They're actually fourth in baseball. I told you I was going to do a little bit of a look.
I knew you'd look it up.
Yeah.
They're fourth in baseball in bunt attempts?
Sacrifice bunts. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't, like, in general, I don't mind the bunt, but to me it's situational. I freaked out about one particular bunt earlier this year. If the bunt says to me that the person at the plate is incapable of actually generating the ball out into the field, then that's annoying. That's frustrating. But if the element of surprise, like you even said it worked.
Yep.
If it works, then
bunt it up.
Rock out.
With your bat out.
Yeah. Let's see. 808 would like Camilo Duvall to get addicted to uppers.
Wow. That seems...
He does always look like he just wants to go to sleep. Camilo Duvall looks like every single person that I've ever... Like, when you walk into any college apartment, that's what people look like. That's what basically males from the age of 17 to 22 look like at all times.
Just a little tired and a little droopy. Yeah.
That's what it sounds like. And it's like, dude, you're closing a 3-2 game. Come on, man. Are you here? But it's just the way he is.
Yeah, the demeanor.
It probably helps him.
Exactly.
Low heartbeat.
Sure. I mean, I can't imagine being in that spot with that much pressure and a lot of times you have a very small margin for error.
Someone with the 408 did not hear the start of our segment and said, I'd like Brandon Ayuk to quit social media.
Okay.
That was my very, very first thought. Agree. Let's see. Someone wants to go out of the area and have Mahomes switch to baseball, like his dad.
Yep.
That way the 49ers would have two more championships. So, yeah. Whatever. Keep them coming. What change would you like to see a Bay Area athlete make? 888-957-9570 is the number. This might even be from our previous conversation, but let's go to Sam the Man in Lafayette. Hey, Sam, what's going on?
Hello, good afternoon. I'm a first-time caller.
Hi, Sam. Thanks for calling.
First-time caller. Listening a few times before. But I got two things. One is that I would say that the two things I would, what I would like to see in the Bay Area change are two things on San Francisco 49ers. First, I would like to see Christian McCaffrey off injured, super player, not do what most athletes do when they're coming back from an injury. I would like him to not overtrain, not overcompensate, not do too much.
Okay.
And the second part of that part is I would like Kyle Shanahan to take this player who has a history of injuries and not run him into the ground like he did 2 years ago. That's my wish for that. And then the second thing is you had a caller earlier who talked about Draymond and I think the Warriors actually thought a lot of what's his name?
Jordan Poole.
Because didn't they give him a $120 million contract? I think it's just that it turned out he and Draymond couldn't coexist on the same team. But I think the Warriors thought that this kid, when he came back up from the G League, was pretty good. Anyway, those are my two disparate thoughts. Listening to you guys. Really enjoyed listening. Great show. Thanks for taking the call.
Sam, thank you. I don't think the Warriors didn't like Jordan Poole. I also don't think that when someone signs a contract, that's automatically a visual of how much the team loves them. Sometimes it is about asset management. Look at what we're doing right now with Jonathan Kuminga.
Yep.
Everybody's talking about could they sign him? What's the number? Could they sign him to $20 million a year? Could they sign him to $25 million a year? And then the next breath, they're like, do they like him? Do they even want him? And no one's giving a straight answer on that, by the way. The answers to that question are like, well, yeah, they do. But, you know, there's a lot of other stuff going on in there, too. So you're not going to let assets walk for nothing. So sometimes you sign them to the deal that you feel the market is calling for you to sign, and then you deal with what happens next. And that's what the Warriors did. They signed him, and also the world changed right after they signed him.
Right.
That was part of it. And then they felt like that contract would be better to get out from under. And so that's what they did.
It was 4 years and 140, and they signed it right before the 2022-23 season, which he was only making 3.9 that year. And at the end of that year, things had gotten to a spot where you couldn't have him on the team anymore. You felt like you couldn't have him on the team anymore. So the next year is when the contract kicked in. You never actually had to pay him even $1 of that $140 million.
Right.
Washington took the first two, and now it's going to be New Orleans to take, in theory, the second two.
Yep.
And the Kuminga piece is interesting because you may end up signing him for more than you have to in the interest of then trading him at the deadline. And in other words, if you could maybe get him for $20 million a year, but you sign him for $25 million a year and then you trade him at the deadline, that would help you get $25 million back as long as that contract that you sign him to isn't a deal breaker in someone else's eyes, you know?
No, I totally hear you. I just wonder, my concern with all of that stuff is how does the world change between now and then? You're trying to figure out what the number is. That's already hard enough. Let's say they come up with the number and they do it. And then the next question goes to, okay, well, are they going to play him a lot? Are they not going to play him a lot? If they do play him a lot, is it going to work? Like, what does his value do between now and then? And the Warriors could have their hands on that in theory. It's like, well, you could play him a lot, pump his numbers up, but are you going to do that at the expense of early season victories if you're still feeling the same way? You're right, Steve's already on record. This is not someone that I can just go play 35 minutes a night and win. Right now in the NBA, not with this group. It's not how they feel. You can disagree, but that's not how they feel. So anyway, the whole thing just feels very complex, and I'd agree with it completely if there was a way to freeze his value. Sign him to a number and then freeze that value and have that still exist in December or January. But my God, there's a lot of things that can happen between now and then.
Tons, including injury and including him not being in the rotation, and then you know, you sign him to that contract, and then you realize that you're not going to play him enough to even have that value be worth it to another team. Because if you sign him to a 3 or 4 year deal, then the acquiring team is going to have to like the player. You know, the deal today with McCollum, that's an expiring contract. So you can take that on realizing it's just 1 year. Even if we don't love the player, he'll be off the books in a year. If you took on Kuminga's contract and it was 3 or 4 years, then you're going to have to like the player even if the contract isn't that big.
Totally, totally. But yeah, that's the way. I wonder if I don't know. I wonder if that sort of changes the way people look at history, because I still hear people so often, and they're not wrong. They're like, they traded Jordan Poole for Chris Paul. Why would you do that? No, they traded Jordan's contract for Chris's contract.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think is a more accurate representation of what they were doing. And Chris's contract was going to be over in 1 year. And Jordan still had 4. And that's what the Warriors were after. It would have been nice if that returning player was like a younger player and a player that fit better and all that. But it was Chris Paul. So it was not like the worst thing in the world in terms of fit.
Unfortunately, he had to give up a couple of picks and two players who are no longer in the league. In PBJ and Ryan Rollins, so...
God, are they out of the league?
I think so. I mean, they might... Baldwin Jr. might still be around. I think
Ryan Rollins is in the league. He was on the Bucks.
Oh, okay.
Played in the playoffs this year.
Oh, that's right.
He started in the playoffs,
that's right.
Once Dame went down?
Yeah. I feel like they both still got jobs. I don't know exactly what they're doing. Let's see. Patrick Baldwin Jr. right now is in the Clippers organization. On a two-way. He's in the G League, in the Clippers organization.
All right. Man, and he's 22, and he's in his third organization?
Yep.
That's it's not always a good sign,
it's not
Mark.
The greatest sign.
Nope.
It's not the greatest sign. Let's see. 510 says, how about I would like Kate Upton's husband to get a win? That would be different.
Be nice, yeah.
Try again tonight.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
Super Bowl or try again. I'm going to go down there and get this thing done myself.
All right.
Yeah. I'm going to go down.
It's City Connect, right?
Yes, it is.
City Connect Tuesday.
Yeah. Maybe that's what Justin needs, a different jersey.
Yeah, it might be it.
We'll give it a shot.
Get out there and, father of two now, he and Kate, congratulations from the Willard and Dibbs experience.
Is that what, that baby?
Yeah.
I mean, I know that was, yeah. I didn't get any info on what happened.
Yeah, I think it was a son. I can't remember the name. It's,
is that his first son?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, wow. Well, he's definitely going to win tonight, then.
And his daughter, I believe, is like 7 or 8. So yeah. A little bit of a gap between the kids.
He's going to win one for the family.
Be nice.
Yeah.
And, he might be the last hope of anybody to win 300 games in their career. And he's quickly running out of time. He needs, I think, 32 wins. And he has 0 this year. So you're going to need to start winning some games here.
I don't think he's going to get 32 more wins.
Be hard. I mean,
that's not going to happen. That you don't get that many wins anymore. Like,
right.
You don't get that many decisions anymore. Like, a great year is 15 wins. This guy would need 2+ seasons still. And
he needs 38.
Oh, God, there's no way. He's 43 years old.
Yeah, so? I mean, not that old. I mean, was it...
that's not happening.
Bartolo Colon, didn't he pitch well into his mid-40s?
Well, nobody knows how old he was.
Right.
He might have even been in his 60s, but it didn't matter. That's a set aside. There's no way Justin Verlander's winning 38 more games.
By the way, second child, first son, you're correct, Dibs. Bellamy Brooks Verlander.
Hey!
Bill Bellamy Brooks?
Just Bellamy Brooks.
BBV. Okay. Mm-hmm. Isn't BV a, isn't that a wine? BV.
BV?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take your word for it.
I think it is.
Beaujolais Vineyard or something like that?
Let's see. And B, yeah, it's also, B and V is the place we always go to out there on the Sonoma Square.
Okay.
B and V Whiskey Bar and Grill. Favorite place out there in Sonoma.
All right.
So Justin's really getting into the Bay Area culture.
Loving it, yeah.
All right, babe. All right, yeah. I got Justin for his first W tonight.
Okay.
The Marlins are in town. Come on. Name a Marlin. Do it. Grandy, come on. You play fantasy baseball. This might be cheating. Without saying Jazz Chisholm and Luis Arraez used to play for the Marlins, name a Marlins starting player.
Sandy Alcantara.
No, a starting position player for the Miami Marlins. Lucas?
You know I'm actually pretty good at this game. Kyle Stowers.
Who?
Kyle Stowers, their young power hitter. Bleach blonde hair. Big lefty.
How many homers?
He got off to a really hot start. He probably has double digits. About 10, maybe. Okay.
All right, that's exciting. Speaking of the Giants.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.